Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we get to dive into the Word of God. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. Right here on this show, we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the Word of God and experience the power in the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to grab your devices and share this link. Invite somebody to this platform and let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 20th day in the month of March 2025, and it's a beautiful Thursday. We'll be looking at the continuation from our yesterday's topic, From Dog to Child, Part 2. From Dog to Child, Part 2. Our hymn for today is taken from Hymn 2, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Judges chapter 20 to chapter 21. Judges from chapter 20 to chapter 21. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, which says, But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 11 to 17. 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 11 to 17. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 11 it reads, That conforms to the gospel concerning the glory of the blessed God, which he entrusted to me. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, and he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor, glory forevermore. Amen. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, Yesterday I established that God considers sinners. Once again, our topic is From Dog to Child, Part 2. Yesterday, I established that God considers sinners and backsliders as dogs, like we see in Matthew chapter 15 from verse 21 to 28 and 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 22. And today I will conclude the discussion on God's willingness to change them to children. Before I became born again and while I was still single, I had so many girlfriends. Years later, after I had gotten married and given my life to Christ, I became a lecturer at the University of Ilorin. After a while, one of my former girlfriends, who had also gotten married, relocated to Ilorin with her husband. She had a child with who was born lame, and somebody told her that there was a pastor who could pray for her child, and the child would begin to walk. When she came to the church, she asked to see the pastor. She was ushered into my office, and when she opened the door and saw me, we greeted ourselves as old flames would. Finally, she said, "I want to see the pastor." I said, "Yes, how can I help you?" She replied, "I said, I want to see the pastor." I said, "I am the pastor." She responded, "You? You will pray and God will answer." We prayed and the child began to walk. The Bible says that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The greatest miracle is the salvation of souls. If you are yet to be born again, no matter how grave your sins are, God can save you too, as he saved me. Before Saul encountered Jesus, he was a persecutor of Christians. However, after his encounter, he became a great asset to the kingdom, like we see in 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14. God converted cities through him, and a whole continent heard of Jesus through his ministry, like we see in Acts chapter 19 verse 26. There is no limit to what God can do in you, with you, and through you, because when he transforms a man, he does it completely. As a son, you will have access to divine privileges. You will have the right to call God your father, and you will partake of his inheritance. Paul understood what it meant to be a new creature, and as God's child, he exercises divine rights and authority. From a former dog, special miracles happened and many people became transformed. If you are yet to be born again, God wants to give you a new identity and make you his beloved child. Surrender to him now and watch him make your life a wonder to many, like we see in Psalm 71 verse 7. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, God is still in the business of transforming dogs into children. If you are still listening to me this morning and you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, or at one time or the other you surrendered your life but you backslided, this is another opportunity for you to come to the throne of grace, because before the throne of grace you would find mercy. Let's bow our heads this morning and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I accept that you are my Lord and personal Savior. I ask that you forgive me of every of my sins and cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. Make me a new creature today. Make my heart your dwelling place. I renounce every of my sins and my old way. I put on the new man to walk in it today and henceforth. Thank you, Lord, for answering me. For in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. If you took this step, this is just one of the steps for you to become a new creature. Another thing you need to do is to join a Bible-believing church close to you. And if you are anywhere around the United Kingdom and you are in Northampton, we'll be happy to have you as part of our family as we grow in Christ. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.